The Mirror Lake Highway officially opened for the season today, but don't expect to head for your favorite hiking trail in the Uinta Mountains right away. They are still buried in snow. Mary Cronin from Maine learned that firsthand today.
We were planning on hiking Bald Mountain, and we got up there and it was completely snowed out, so there was no happening. So we took some pictures in all the snow in our shorts, and we decided that we would hit up this waterfall.
This waterfall is Provo River Falls, normally a placid little stop. Not right now. It is a raging torrent. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, went up to take a look yesterday. Have you seen the falls like this ever?
I never have. And I've been up there a number of years in all seasons, winter, summer, spring, fall. They are going crazy. There is so much water coming out of the mountains right now that these falls are just a raging torrent. I actually shot some video, and we're going to push that up on the KSL News radio app right now for you
there
to give a look. Yeah. Normally that stream, I mean, you can in the summer walk across in your bare feet and not have any risk. Man, if you tried to do that
today.
You would get flushed down there in a hurry.
You could see it on the KSL News radio app, sponsored by Any Hour Services. So, Dave, with all the drownings we've seen so far this spring, what are experts saying about the risk nearby and around the falls?
Good question. Now that the highway's open, there's a pullout where people stop. I mean, you can see I was right next to the water. It's inherently dangerous. They're saying if you go up there with your kids or with your dog, make sure your dog's on a leash. Kids, make sure they're nowhere near, because the rock gets slick. It would be really easy to slip in, and you would get pushed down that river faster than you could do anything about it.
Well, wait, with so much snow up there, is there any good reason to make the drive?
Absolutely. First of all, I mean, this waterfall is incredible to see. Like I said, I've never seen it running like this. But, you know, yeah, if you're going to hike, maybe wait a few weeks. However, it's cooler right now, and here's what's great about it. When it was like 90s, whatever, 7 yesterday in Salt Lake, it was about 60 degrees up there. So Brenda Bushell from the U.S. Forest Service explains why it's nice right now.
Great drive, not much in recreation yet. Our popular trailheads are still closed with snow, so there's not much hiking, but the river's spectacular. There's other parts of the river that are just amazing to see right now.
So really, it's just go, enjoy, sightsee, stay away from the water.
Yeah, do it safely. It's really cool. I mean, there is nothing like seeing that waterfall flowing the way it is. Jed Bull from KSL TV, who was up there today, told me if this were anywhere east of the Mississippi, it would be a national park because the scenery is that amazing, but we just have such a wealth of it here.
I'm trying to plan because of the weather. So we're going to be mid-90s here in the valley all week long. Then temperatures fall into the 70s come the weekend. Is it going to be ice cold up there?
It'll be chilly. Cut 20 or 30 degrees off of what we have here in the valley, and that's what you'll get up in the mountains.
All right, I can do that subtraction. Thanks a lot,
you
Dave
bet.
Cawley.